This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here live Saturday edition of the program. The number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over there and get interactive with not just us, but other listeners. You can chat 24 hours a day with other Free Talk Live listeners at the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
Hey, Vin.
Hey, dude. Good to be back.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You just got back from the Liberty Forum a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, had an epic marathon live broadcast from there. Thank you so much for, the press about that and the compliments on it. It was, I don't think I've ever done that many hours within that short span of time.
Have you ever done like a live on location?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. For 20 years, okay. Been doing those. Yeah, so that part was fine, and like that technically it went great. You know what I mean? Engineered the whole thing, and we had somebody sort of doing like PA running around.
Right, because you were doing video. You weren't just doing an audio thing.
Yeah, we did like a 3-camera video, and then audio. And then we were running, we ran like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Thanks
on there.
That.
So of course.
That brought a big smile to my face. I just love that movie.
I wanted to share it with people, So
everyone can see that movie, by the way. It's free. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. I brought some copies of it down on DVD.
Awesome.
There's only like 100 and some of those left in the world, basically.
Oh, wow.
Like as far as that, I mean, there's more than that out there in the world, but as far as that can be sold brand new, because it's out of print now. And so I brought those down there, and I didn't put a price tag on them, so a couple people just took copies. I'm like, oh, well, I guess, I didn't put a price tag on them. So.
Well, now you've got it. You've got to sign it. Derek's got to sign them now that you're down to the limited editions.
We did. Oh, okay. We signed 30 of them.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, we got a bunch of signed ones.
That's awesome.
So, anyway, coming up here tonight, we can talk about the prostitution bust of the Patriots owner.
Yeah,
That's an interesting story. Plus, 12-year-old journalist confronts or is confronted by an Arizona cop who, lies to her and tries to intimidate her. And for a 12-year-old, she does a pretty good job of standing up for herself. So I'd like to play the video.
Let's do it.
From that as well. And of course, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So we'll get into all that. Standing up for yourself. If a 12-year-old girl can do it, then anybody should be able to do this.
Absolutely.
So we go first to the phones, though, because Thomas is already on the line with us here.
Wow.
Listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN-FM. Hello, Thomas.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just pretty much was wondering, I play poker online, and it seems to be that Bitcoin is the best option to, withdraw and deposit. And I was just wondering if there are sites that clearly explain, every step of the process to purchase Bitcoin and, getting a wallet, stuff like that, because sometimes it's really confusing.
And, Bitcoin.com.
Because Bitcoin.com is a sponsor of the show, but they are. It is actually a really, I would almost say, exhaustive website. There's an almost overwhelming amount of information, but a lot of it's really good on how to get started into the world of getting a wallet, getting it funded, getting your first fraction of a Bitcoin, or a whole one if you can afford it. Right now, it had a nice little jump up to around $4,100.
It did. It's on a roll. Shout out to Roger Ver, because honestly, he is truly passionate and devoted to just getting people able to use Bitcoin. I've been around this dude and watched him onboard randoms, getting them to download a wallet, giving them a little bit of Bitcoin. I would definitely say go to Bitcoin.com. The Bitcoin.com wallet is just fine. You can even purchase through the Bitcoin.com wallet. You can buy it with your credit card right there. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's hard to find.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if, like I said, if they just kind of expect you to know everything, or if they actually will, you know, explain it. So.
No, and it's not that complicated. I mean, as we've said here, I actually just created a set of advertising or advertisements, radio ads for promoting Bitcoin here in the Keene area, which I've been doing kind of off and on over the last couple of years. But we've actually got ads running on 5 radio stations now, Ben.
Oh, wow.
Like different music stations and 1 sports station here in town. So we've got them all
That's
over
awesome.
The place. And the most recent set of ads that I created is about objections, like answering the common objections, like I can't afford it, or it's too complicated, or you know these different things that people come up with. And just kind of trying our best to, in 60 seconds, hammer out an answer to that objection, and then you know inviting people to come to Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire to get a Bitcoin 101 class, which are free, by the way, here, which is pretty cool, just to give people the basics. But what we said in one of the ads is if you can understand how to install an app, you can have a Bitcoin wallet.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all there is to it.
All right. So, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Thomas, for the call tonight. Check out Bitcoin.com. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your online gambling, which is a great thing about cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Is it is a way to get around the banks, the banking system, which, as you know, if you're into online gambling, is a little difficult to do in the United States.
Incredibly difficult to do.
Several years ago, the federal government basically outlawed, not the act from what I understand. Now, this isn't legal advice. This is just the basic research I've done.
Right.
The act of actually doing online gambling per se isn't illegal.
No.
At the federal level, it may be legal at your illegal at your state level.
Right.
So check local regulations. But the feds don't make it illegal to gamble. They just make it illegal to transfer money into any gambling operation from a U.S.-based bank or credit card. So
it's illegal federally to have a gambling business, but it is not illegal to gamble per se.
As an individual.
As an individual, right, yes.
So you can't, if you've got a gambling business, it better be based offshore.
That's right.
But you can have U.S. customers, you just can't facilitate the U.S. customers through the banking system.
That's
you can't take their credit card. You can't take ACH transfers. You can't take wire transfers.
Yes.
It's essentially a crime for the bank to do that. If the bank assists you with transferring money to a gambling operation, the bank is liable for whatever federal charges would be involved. So with Bitcoin, if you're buying Bitcoin, the person you're buying Bitcoin from doesn't need to know why you're buying it. The bank doesn't need to know why you're buying it.
No.
You just buy the Bitcoin that you want to buy, send it to whatever gambling site you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you win, which you probably won't, but if you if you win, then you get Bitcoin back out of the site.
Right.
And you can hold on to it, or you can transfer it back into U.S. dollars, and nobody has to know why.
Yeah, Bitcoin actually has some gambling specific functionality that was built into even the very, very early version. So, it's a perfect use for, well, first off, it's a perfect use for a virtual currency anyway. I mean, I came from Vegas and you can use the casino chips from the major casinos. I know plenty of people who are, servers or strippers. Strippers are happy to take a tip in a Wynn casino chip or a Caesars casino chip, because you may as well just use it like money. I'm really actually...
And they can go cash it out if you want to.
Yeah, I'm really actually surprised that the casinos have been so late to take up cryptocurrency. I thought for a long time that they'd be some of the first. But
you would think. Wasn't there one, the D or something like that?
The D... Yeah, they've got... They're just very friendly to it. They don't take it on the casino floor. They take it for, I think, rooms and the restaurants that are theirs.
In the right direction.
And they've got ATMs, several Bitcoin vending machines inside there.
Did you ever see the Mike Tyson Bitcoin vending machine?
I did, actually. I know the guy who did that and sort of wrapped it.
Yeah, with like a Mike Tyson graphic.
Yeah. They opened a Bitcoin or a cryptocurrency-centric strip club. I don't know how it ended up doing, but they opened it there. So,
amazing.
Yeah, Legends Room, it was called.
Oh, speaking of Vegas-related things, did you see Penn Jillette was wearing the Fucking Great t-shirt?
No.
Yeah, dude, he got one and modeled it on his Twitter. It's pretty awesome.
Shout out to Penn. That's
awesome.
Did you
ever meet him back when you were
out
there?
No, I mean, I became good friends with his wife, actually, but he was never around.
He's busy, I imagine.
Busy guy.
He's always performing.
Yeah.
All right, there's more on the way here. We've got this 12-year-old journalist, took a trip down to Arizona. It's not even where she's from. She's down in foreign territory reporting on a story down there, and a cop confronted her. She's on a bicycle, and this cop lies to her, threatens her, and she got it all on video. And we'll share that with you coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can bring up anything you want. We're live here on Saturday night. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today. freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yeah, you can bring up anything. We hadn't intended to start the show talking about Bitcoin, but caller called in. Got questions? We handle it.
Yep.
It's Ian and Vin in the studio here tonight. Also, speaking of cryptocurrency, if you want to accept cryptocurrency in real life, if you have a brick-and-mortar business where you want to take crypto at the point of sale, there's no better way, and I've looked at them all, than AnyPay.Global. And if there is something else out there, I want to know about it because I want to evaluate it and see if it even matches up, because nothing comes close to the ease of using AnyPay. You just go and sign up, and when I say sign up, I mean you create a username and password. That's it. There's no paperwork. Yep. There's no jumping through hoops. There's not even a verification of the email, which I think is a mistake on their part. Because if you type your email in wrong, then you forget that you did
but
that
you just
wrong.
Do it again.
Yeah, well, that's true. You could just do it again. You're right. AnyPay.Global is so easy to get started with. You put your cryptocurrency wallet destination address, so your wallet address is in the back end. Load the app on your point of sale device, and that's it. You're accepting Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, Dash, and more. In fact, I think they finally made it official that they're taking Dogecoin now through AnyPay.
Oh, that's awesome. And you can pay via my company, Cointex, which is integrated right into it with Dash and Bitcoin Cash. So you can do it with Dash. You can pay in U.S. and Canada. And with Bitcoin Cash, you can pay in 42 countries now.
Yeah, I love it. I've tried it, and it works
fast.
Really easy. And of course, Cointex allows you to pay with a dumb phone.
That's
so
right.
You don't
yes.
even need a smartphone anymore
nope.
for cryptocurrency, which is
nope.
an amazing thing, especially in countries like, you know, Africa or other nations
yep.
where, you know, not everybody's got a smartphone. Although, that said, phone access in countries like Africa is actually relatively widespread.
It's growing, yeah. but it's still, the smartphone penetration is still only like 40%
right?
or less worldwide. There's 4 billion phones.
Yeah. Wow. I can tell you, when I was in Mexico, in Acapulco, staying in kind of old Acapulco, you know, you're walking through some kind of trashy streets. There's garbage. It's not the prettiest place
right,
to be.
Right.
Like the lookout in the over the ocean is very beautiful.
Yes.
But once you look around the city, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, don't turn around.
You make sure you watch when you're walking because you might step in some doggy dude
right.
that's been left all over the place from all the stray animals.
Mm-hmm.
But man, people are on their phones. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people with smartphones. So anyway, check it out, AnyPay.Global. Get signed up over there. And if you're a merchant, it doesn't cost you to accept cryptocurrency, unlike credit cards,
right.
for instance, where you're paying at least 3% usually for a credit card transaction. It's free to accept crypto with AnyPay. Oh, and AnyPay's now online, doing online acceptance, but in a limited fashion. They've rolled
yes.
out eGifter.com, so if you want to buy if you want to buy gift cards with Dash, then AnyPay is going to be your payment method through eGifter.com. So there's some cool stuff going on with the guys over at AnyPay. I got to hang out with them at Anarchapulco last
weekend.
Cool guys.
Great guys.
So that was fun. AnyPay.Global. So here's the story from Huffington Post. A 12-year-old Pennsylvania reporter chasing down a news tip calmly faced down a Patagonia, Arizona marshal who pulled her over on her bike and reportedly threatened to throw her into juvenile detention. Journalist Hilda Kate Lisiak, publisher and star reporter of the Orange Street News website, wrote a story about the encounter and posted a video of the law enforcement officer. The article triggered several complaints, and the town of Patagonia announced it had taken appropriate, quote, action concerning the marshal, which it didn't specify. That probably means they had a conversation
right,
with
yeah,
him.
Strong talking
yeah,
to.
And that's about it. Hey, buddy, don't do this again if you're on camera. Marshal Joseph Patterson pulled Lisiak over Monday afternoon as she was riding her bike down a street in pursuit of her story, she reported on her site. She said the officer demanded identification because, you know, all 12-year-olds.
12-year-old?
And she identified herself as a member of the press. The young publisher has been in Arizona to cover border issues, according to Pennsylvania's York Dispatch. He said to her, well, rather than reading the Huffington Post's quotes of this, he said, quote, I don't want to hear about any of that freedom of the press stuff, he said, and then added, I'm going to have you arrested and thrown in juvie. Now, I think this was actually before she started recording. He had, tried to intimidate her. She later filmed him with her cell phone in another encounter soon afterward. And so that's where we're going to pick up on the
Whoa.
Video here from Hilda Lisiak. I presume I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I may not be. So here it is from her YouTube channel, which is called Orange Street News. This is her on the side of a road. She's on her bicycle versus a cop in one of those big cop SUV vehicles.
Okay. He stopped me earlier, and he said that I could be thrown in juvie. What exactly am I doing that's legal?
So, when I left the office, we were up there talking, and quickly, you take me? You can take me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But what I'm going to tell you is if you put my face on the internet,
she's recording his face right now, by the way, as he's saying this. What I'm going to tell you is you put my face on the internet.
It's against the law.
That, sir, is a lie.
That's not true at all. You can record police.
In fact, it is your right to record the police, especially if the police are in public. Even in states like New Hampshire, which is honestly one of the worst states as far as its so-called wiretapping laws are concerned. So I think New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Illinois, and maybe another one. There's a handful of states that have the all parties must consent version of wiretapping, which is the worst. It's horrible, and it's very bad for, like, undercover journalism.
Sure.
Or, like, you know, you're trying to bust, like, you know, a shifty automotive repair shop, and you want to go in with a, you know, undercover camera. Sorry, you can't do that in New Hampshire. It's illegal.
Huh.
You're recording somebody's conversation without their knowledge and consent, and that's technically that's a misdemeanor wiretapping.
But it seems like that should not be the case for a public official on the public dime in public. That sounds crazy to me.
So there has been a carve-out that came from a court decision in a case regarding a man in Manchester who the police were raiding his home, and he recorded that, and then they tried charging him with wiretapping.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for recording the police in his own home. The judge said, no, there's an exemption to recording public officials, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, and, of course, federal courts have also ruled in a multitude of cases that you have a right to record the police, period. I mean, if they're on the job, they're on the record. And it doesn't matter if they're outside or inside your home or wherever. You, as I understand it, again, not a lawyer, not legal advice, but you have a right to record those people.
Right.
And this girl's 12 years old. You know,
crazy.
She, the stories about her, she's actually been reporting on news in her, she's getting from Pennsylvania, so she's actually in Arizona when this happened.
Okay, I've got just a quick question on
this. But since she was 8 years old, she's been doing news reporting for a third of her entire life. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't understand. She's rolling around by herself. She's 12 years old. She's from Pennsylvania, but she's in Arizona. I can't imagine. I'm a father of a young daughter. I can't imagine being like, okay, you'll just go halfway across the country. Just go ahead and ride down the street on your bike. No problem. By yourself. I got to hear
more
about
this. Yeah, we're going to get into that because she actually has some comments for parents, overprotected parents here. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Now, maybe her parents are with her somewhere in Arizona, but they weren't with her in this moment. More coming up here in your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, plus a little bit more from this video. About another minute to go with her versus this cop trying to lie and intimidate her. Luckily, she didn't get attacked by him. It's Free Talk
Live. Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sentencing memo says former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort repeatedly and brazenly broke the law and argues he didn't deserve leniency. The memo doesn't give hints of other lines of inquiry for Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russia's election interference. Still, for Paul Manafort, Mueller's team tells a Washington federal judge he hasn't cooperated as he should have under a plea deal that involves two conspiracy counts. Raja Krishnamurthy is a Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
Paul Manafort's deceit has now extended to virtually everybody he's met, and I think that Robert Mueller's had it.
The House is expected to vote on Tuesday on a resolution that would overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the southern border. The president promises to veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. 12-year-old journalist Hilda Leshak stands up to intimidation attempts.
Good
by
for her.
A cop in a strange town. She was halfway across the United States from her home of Pennsylvania. She was in Arizona at the time. So on,
that's more than halfway.
Yeah, on foreign turf.
Yeah.
You know, on uncertain ground, and this man tried to intimidate her. She stood up to it. Not only that, she recorded video, and we'll share that more of the audio from that here with you in just moments. Ian and Vin in the studio tonight. Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a Twitch feed. Twitch is an online video streaming platform. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. In fact, we're, I think, getting close to 700 followers on Twitch, so thank you to,
awesome.
To everybody that has followed us there. And it doesn't cost you anything to do that. Just a little bit of time to create an account and then hit the follow button. And then you'll get notices whenever it is that we go live on Twitch, which also includes notices when some of the other shows on LRN.FM go live as well. So check that out. It's another free way for you to encounter Free Talk Live and get interactive with some of the listeners in the Twitch chat room, although our chat is best, and the best chat is our Discord server, but Twitch does have its own. Twitch.LRN.FM. Let's go to the phones and then back to the video of the 12-year-old journalist versus the cop. Tom, though, is on the line in Hudson, New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
There's a wrinkle in that big news story about how the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, got arrested in a prostitution sting in Florida. Namely, that this spa, these women were forced there is sex slaves being trafficked against their will, and that they were being. Oh, that's one of the things I've been reading about, and you know, that would be a major factor, obviously. But people got to remember. You
well,
know,
he may or may not have known that. Just to be clear, right? Like, if you're just going into a Jack Shack. You know, you don't necessarily know what the arrangements are between the house and its girls.
Well, which is weird that a billionaire is choosing to go into a strip mall rub and tug, right? That seems a little strange to me.
What you're saying is he could afford a higher class call girl than that.
He could afford to have, like, if he wanted the ambiance of that, mm-hmm. he probably could have bought his own. And, like, staffed it with his own people. It's very strange that he would put himself in such a... Maybe that was the turn-on.
It's exciting.
Maybe that was the turn-on.
Maybe, but the thing is, though, I strongly object to people being forced into that stuff, too.
Sure, of course.
Women that don't like being treated like merchandise, my answer is, how many of those ladies go on a date and pay the bill? Oh, no. That's not the way it works. She's still merchandise.
Wait a minute, though. But there's a difference between being a... I don't know that there's any excuse for if these women were truly trafficked, like sex slavery. I don't see the... Like, if they didn't like to pay the bill when they went out, I mean, that's...
not relevant.
I don't think that's relevant to sex slavery.
No, it's not relevant to slavery, but to the whole... attitude that women are merchandise, which is a much larger category, pardon the pun, a much broader category, that they treat women like they're merchandise. Well, why is slut a nasty word, except that, the women who feel threatened because here's a competitor who's not charging as much. Oh, no, she's, it's perfectly okay for a couple of homosexuals to go have a gay old time, but it's not okay for her to give it away to men because now, you know, she's that's a threatening competition.
Okay, I'm confused. Are you defending this? Are you defending being a slut or are you slut-shaming? I'm not really. Okay, you are defending it. That's what I thought.
Good for you.
That's what I thought. Are you saying that there's a group of women who slut shame because they're mad that they're devaluing the value of sex?
Yeah.
Okay. I follow. I see what you're saying.
Some women slut shame because they want to make believe that because they want to make the guy have to go through all these labyrinth of procedures and pay all the bills.
Yeah.
And
see, There's a reason for this, though. There's a very, very good reason. And the reason is that there is a sexual marketplace. I wrote about this in my first book, Dallas
Gigolo. You might know a thing or two about that.
2011, yeah. I would be one person who might be an expert on this. And really, this is like a biological and evolutionary of why you would want to do this. And it's just because there's a sexual marketplace, and it's pure and simple economics. If you're an individual and you've got something of value... The last thing you want is someone else out there who's giving away something who's giving away that same thing that's, let's say, fungible.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want is them giving it away for free. So it's like if I own, a whole bunch of bitcoins, the last thing I want everybody else to be holding and to be selling at the price that I want to sell at. If I don't want to sell until they're at 10,000, I don't want you going out and being like, hey, dude, bitcoins for a dollar and crashing and crashing the market.
Yeah.
So that's really what this is about, is that it's like, we evolved in a competitive marketplace. It's pure and simple economics that, like, of course, if you're expecting to get a certain price for what you've got, and that price is going to be, stable home, good husband, a committed relationship, mm-hmm. all of these things, doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, but it's like, hey, I'm kind of interested in that guy, but I would really like him to be in a relationship with me. And then here you are, you're just going to give it away. Well, obviously he's going to go for the easiest one.
Well, it depends. I mean, not everybody is looking for just somebody who's easy, but certainly there's a demand in the market.
If it's fungible, right? Yeah. I think the assumption has to be that a man is going to prefer. If he's a single guy, he's single, he's out doing whatever, all things being equal, he's going to prefer a woman who's more available. Let's just say that. All things being equal. He would prefer her more available than less available.
That's
most
probably
men.
True. And
most
more men. Affordable compared to less affordable.
Exactly.
I mean, that's definitely true for
of
most
course.
Guys. And that's why, and thanks, Tom, for the
thanks,
call
Tom.
Tonight. Appreciate hearing from you on that. You know, excluding the person giving it away entirely,
right.
There's also a set of women who are mad about prostitution, period.
Sure.
Right? Because even though prostitutes are professionals and they're
yep.
charging for a service,
yep.
it's still a simpler process
yes.
of ordering a prostitute than it is, like Tom was saying, you got to take them out to dinner, you got to go and you know do all these things. If you're just a guy looking for sex, I mean, if you know, some people are looking for more than that. They're looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for love. They're looking for a connection, which you know a sexual encounter isn't going to necessarily
mm-hmm.
give them. But there are definitely plenty of guys who are looking for just sex, and they ought to be able to, and gals, you know, I'm sure they're
sure.
out there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they ought to be able to find it in the marketplace, but unfortunately, it's illegal in most places.
Yep.
You know, 49 out of 50 states,
yep.
I think, it's illegal. And I guess this guy, the Patriots dude, was down in Florida at the time.
It's illegal there.
Yep.
But you can definitely find a rub-and-tug massage parlor.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
That's what I've heard.
If you see a massage parlor and it's got the neon open sign
yep.
at, like, midnight, you're
that's
driving by after the club. Come on, dude. Nobody's getting shiatsu. There's not the high midnight shiatsu crowd. That's
right.
not, yeah, you know what I mean?
You're not getting a college-educated massage pro
no.
at 1 a.m.
No.
You're getting a happy ending, right?
Yes, exactly.
And you know, Mark and I, of course, are originally from Florida, so
yeah.
we're down there. I've never been to one of these places. I don't pursue that kind of stuff. But Mark has told me, and I don't know how he knows this, but...
just heard it from a friend.
Yeah, sure. A friend from a friend. That there's a lot of them, and that usually the cops look the other way
oh, yeah.
on these places.
Well,
so
they visit. They frequent them.
I bet you that's true as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
The cops are horn dogs.
When I was in that business, I had many law enforcement clients.
Well,
many.
Let's be clear. You were a gigolo, and
yes.
you had female clients.
Yes.
So you had cop clients.
Yes.
Wow.
At every level. State, federal. I had federal special agent clients. Absolutely.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here. The toll-free number here, whether you want to talk about prostitution. Now, of course, everybody's against sex slavery, but prostitution, if it were legal, you'd see less sex slavery.
Oh,
you'd
100%.
See a lot less. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, more of the cop versus the 12-year-old journalist coming up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited here. If you want to join us on the air, you can do that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Thanks to Jacob Parrish. He is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, one of our longtime supporters here. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You get some cool perks as an amplifier, and you can feel good because you're helping us get on more radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on board with the show, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because sadly, we're the only show in national syndication that actually does that. We don't have any competition. Just the way it is. I wish it weren't true, but it is. So if you want to help us get on, let's see, we're at 194 stations, I think, right now. If you want to get us to 300, we can do it. It just takes some money to market the show effectively and get into new stations, pitch the show to program directors around the country. And that's what I do during the week. That's, during the daytime hours, I'm calling program directors, talking to them.
Do you ever stop working?
You can take time out. You know, when you do your own thing, you know this, Ben. Sure, I mean, you've got your own thing that you do over at Cointext.io. You know, you got to carve out time for yourself. You got to carve out time for the family. You got to carve out time for, you know, the important things for you. So, yes, I mean, I'm able to do that, but, you know, the to-do list never ends. It just keeps on growing.
Exactly,
so the more time you carve out, the more catch-up you got to do. And I don't mind it because I love to do it. Anyway, if you want to help us with that, please join the AMP program like Jacob did. And it's only $5 a month. You can do it with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And some of the perks you get, like, include access to our supporters' chat rooms on the Discord. There's an AMP-only Facebook group still for those of you that are still into Facebook. And more. Go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll get into more of the audio from the video of the 12-year-old journalist versus an intimidating, threatening cop, lying, intimidating, threatening cop, here in a few moments. But first, we go to Matthew in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, so yes, I called yesterday talking about the great demonetization because some provos were watching girls in bathing suits, and they were time stamping the juicy parts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It made me think about something. So are we going to get to the point where you cannot post an image of a female human in anything less than like a cardboard tube online? Or are we just going to get to the point where female humans that are less than the age of consent, wherever, whatever that happens to be, wherever you happen to be, are just going to have to be locked away and nobody can ever look at them, least they want to spank their monkey?
I think the answer is yes. One of the interesting things, that this is one of the most forgotten parts about Orwell's 1984, is that there is this whole thing of the Young Women's Anti-Sex League. And that,
they sound like a fun bunch.
Well, Yeah, 1984 is kind of meant to be a love story, and one of the things is that sex in this society is meant to be really pushed down, subsumed. And so the women walk around with these purple sashes, which kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, purple hair, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But they walk around with these purple sashes, and that means they're part of the Young Women's Anti-Sex League. And so it's this very sort of puritanical ideal, but it's interesting that Orwell had said, oh yeah, here are the different characteristics of a authoritarian, totalitarian state. One of the things that they're going to try to do is they're going to try to suppress sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of sexual awakening of the main character, Winston, is basically the entire reason for his downfall. It's the entire the basis of his you know, coming into his own personal revolution against the government of Oceania. It's his own enlightenment into his own liberty. It's all sexual, and it's because it's heavily repressed. And so I think some of this, yeah, it was weird when I watched that guy and he broke this whole thing down. Even some of what he was doing seemed contrived. It seemed like a problem reaction solution. There certainly is going to be a crackdown. I think this caller, I think you're on to something there. I think you're seeing something. I do think that that's one of the things you need to do as an authoritarian regime. Think about the things that they do, you know, the ISIS and all of that. What do? They put the women in burqas and all of that. When you have an authoritarian regime, one of the things is you've got to take female sexuality out of the picture because, you know what? If you want to control men, the first thing you do is control female sexuality.
It's not going to work, though, right? I mean, you can try to control that, but it's a natural drive that many people have, and it seems to me whenever you try to repress a thing that it still, you know, gets out through the cracks and it comes out in ways that are even more deprived and depraved.
Agreed.
You know, you put Puritans in charge, and you end up with a bunch of sexual freaks.
100%.
Now, this is the Young Women's Sexual Purity League. Is that
no,
what
the
it's called?
It was called the Young Women's Anti-Sex League. That's the Yes, that's from 1984, and it's one of the many. It's one of the things that's left out of, like, the movie. That's why I tell people, read 1984 or listen to the audiobook. The movie, there's nothing in it. You know, it's the Young Women's Anti-Sex League. Then you've got the little kids are all part of something called the spies. They're turning their parents in to the government.
That happens today.
Yes. I mean, it's a prophecy. He wrote it in 1948, man.
There's stories about children in school being encouraged to snitch out their parents for doing things like smoking pot.
That's right.
That's happened.
Yes. Yeah. They say that there's a group of folks among us who view 1984 as an instruction manual.
Mm.
And if he meant it as a warning, but
right.
If you really want
reverse.
Oh, you know, fake news.
Mm.
That's right in there. That's what the guy, the hero does. Winston Smith, he creates fake news in the Ministry of Truth. I tell everybody, read 1984, man. It's happening right now.
Well, Matthew, I don't think that you really have to worry that people are going to be putting cardboard boxes or, you know, clothes on. I mean, if you look at the society that we have here, it's an Instagram world right now where, and the, you know, the pendulum could swing in a different direction, but right now, everybody who's male or female, it seems like they're all about getting attention for themselves by putting their pretty moments on Instagram and showing off for everybody, and they want to get all the likes that they can. And of course, many people believe that they're going to get more likes if they show more skin. I mean, these are
These are old
ideas.
I am foreseeing some do-gooder you know, either they call themselves a conservative, small government, my butthole hurts, or they call themselves a, you know, a woke feminist, passing some kind of weird law where it's if you look at a female human under the age of consent who is not your daughter, jail time for you, he who bears the penis.
I think it's going to come more. I see it coming more from the left. It's crazy because some of these conservative types now, I really think are much more open to sexual displays, much more open to the idea, especially of female beauty, of the idea that a woman should strive to be attractive, should perhaps wear makeup, put on some high heels, put on a nice outfit.
Yeah,
people on the right seem way more, even the most conservative, Bible-thumping individuals seem more open to that now than the left in general.
A lot of that revolves around your definition of the age of consent. And these characters also seem to want to push it up to 26.
Yeah, that's weird.
Who's arguing for that?
That's the age where your brain has fully developed.
Yeah, I think we talked about this on one time that I was in here, that there was somebody who was actually pushing to say that adulthood should start at the age of 26.
I find this despicable. I am of the reverse mindset that people should be able to develop at whatever rate they are able to develop and interested in developing, and have and bring into their lives whatever responsibilities they would like to bring in, whether it's working, starting their own business, you know, doing things that are responsible. What we have in society today. Thank you, Matthew.
The way I look at it is that if you want to discuss changing the age of consent, then you should also discuss changing the age at which they get to keep and bear arms.
I totally agree. In fact, I think that young people should be able to open up bank accounts. They should be able to get into contracts.
I agree.
They should be able to do all of those things at the age they're ready to accept the responsibility for it.
I agree. I had a job from the age of 12.
Right. And it's different for everybody.
Yep.
But if you have a policy where no one shall make a decision for their own life until they're 26 years old, you're going to have a bunch of 26-year-old children. And that's messed up. I'm sorry. That's not cool. You've already got the problem with college students getting out of college and never having worked a single day in their lives, never having driven a car. I mean, this is happening right now. There's more coming up here in moments. In fact, this Hilda Lischak, the 12-year-old journalist, she actually has some opinions on this as well. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.